Right, Christoph Kemper here again with my Link Building and SEO podcast, and I'm super proud to have our first show guest in the interview here, John Doherty. And yeah, if you don't know me, my name is Christoph Kemper, doing SEO and link building since 2003. I'm the founder and CEO of Link Research Tools. I invented Link Detox in 2012 as an answer to the penguin penalties. So this is why I do a link building and link audit podcast. And John Doherty, who are you? What is your background? What is your history?
Christoph, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. So my quick background is I've worked all over the place. I've worked agency side. I worked for Distilled in New York City for 2.5 years. I've worked in-house, ran marketing, inbound marketing growth on a couple of Zillow's brands, Hotpads.com and Trulia Rentals. And now I am two things. I do consulting for enterprise size websites, not necessarily enterprise companies, but websites with over 1 million pages on them. And I also am the founder, creator, chief everything officer of GetCredo.com, which basically is a platform to connect people who need digital marketing works, whether that's an SEO site audit, PPC or link building or link audit, people who need those with the people that provide those. So I've been in the industry for about 8 or 9 years now.
Wow. Wow. And so your company actually does connect buyers and providers, consultants and agencies, or brands and agencies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have about 60 to 70 SEO and digital marketing providers on my platform. And so basically, I started it because I saw a need for smaller businesses that don't have a huge budget, businesses that have $10, $15, $20,000 a month to spend, they can find an agency no problem. Businesses with less than that, they have a really hard, it's historically been very hard for them to find a quality person to do work for them, because they're constantly getting bombarded with the super low quality, you know, cold email spam outreach. And so I wanted to create a place that kind of that met that need. And so, yeah, I connect the people that are looking for good quality work for, you know, a reasonable price, with the people that do that good quality work for those reasonable prices.
So that means it's not like I go to Fiverr or Upwork where I can get the work done so much cheaper. This is what I hear a lot, right? Why should I pay all the money if I can get these 1,000 links for $20 on Fiverr?
Exactly. You know, and my answer to that is always, an expert seems expensive until you hire an amateur, right? You hire an amateur and they screw everything up, and then you have to hire when you hire a professional, you know, an expert, then they're going to charge a lot more in order to get you out, and it's going to take longer. So that was one of the reasons why I started this business, because I saw my friends that had hired, that owned small businesses, that had hired bad link builders, honestly, and they were hit by Penguin or got manual link audits. You know, they're paying $200 a month, and it cost them a lot more for me to come in and fix it. And we did, but you know, long term, it was bad for their business.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's going on for link building and link audits then? What percentage would you say? What kind of percentage on the marketplace that you have of all the deals is this? You know, with all the digital marketing work.
So I would say that I get probably about 10%, 5 to 10%. So not a huge number are dedicated, you know, SEO or dedicated link building, link audits, content marketing sort of projects. Often what I get is people coming that understand that inbound marketing, SEO, et cetera, is a holistic approach is what ends up winning for you. So they're looking for the technical, they're looking for, you know, help with content, whether that's strategy or actually producing content for them, and then content as it relates to links. I definitely have gotten a number. I actually just got one the other day that they came in, they said that their traffic took a huge hit. You know, a couple months ago, and they received a manual link penalty. So, you know, in that case, that's an in-depth link audit, you know, someone going in and, you know, what's wrong, and then kind of putting together the strategy to get them out of that. So it's been interesting, actually, over the last, you know, 18 to 24 months, as I've been, you know, really investing a lot more into this company, into this platform, and kind of seeing, and actually just over the years, seeing that there's been a shift. And I know that you've seen this as well, Christoph, that in the past, there was, you know, there's so many talks about link building, right? And just like how you build links this way and that way at all these conferences. And now there, it's a much more holistic approach to, you know, building a business. And links absolutely are still the currency of SEO, right? Like they absolutely still matter. I tend to actually knock on link building, but man, when you build those quality links that matter and your traffic starts to hockey stick, it's like, okay, this stuff really still works. But I've seen a shift away from the like dedicated link projects in a lot of ways.
Yeah, which was kind of overdone, you know, especially in the German market. There is an interesting effect where we saw, you know, after everyone doing only link building now for a year or so in 2015, everyone was doing only on page, only fixing the website, making it fast, doing the SSL, which is all great and important and all that. But they totally stopped doing link building for a couple months just to find out that either they got some bad links built by their competitors as part of a negative SEO campaign, or that they simply fell behind what yeah, the competitors did. Yeah, and this holistic approach that you describe is something that I tried to communicate and preach basically for over 10 years now. It's this one thing, you know, if you have a landing page that gets all the traffic, but it doesn't convert, what's all the links and all the traffic worth? In the end, we just want to make the sale. We want to get leads. We want to basically drive traffic to make money or do the conversion on the website. And therefore, I think it's also because, you know, people on your platform are then aware of this overall scope of all the things involved and not just a quick fix, which makes them go to you and ask for someone that sees the full picture instead of a quick fix here or a quick fix there, which was certainly possible in the past.
Totally.
Okay, cool. Do you have one specific tip or takeaway that you can share for people doing SEO or link building or link audits by themselves? Maybe just starting out as a beginner tip, as a learning that you learned the hard way, or something that you would say, oh, wow, this is actually, you know, close to a secret, but I shared anyways because I'm cool John.
Yeah, totally. So I don't know that I have any secrets that, you know, smart people like yourself haven't already discovered and shared, Christoph. But, you know, I work on when I do my own consulting with clients and just a couple at a time. But when the sites that I work on are massive, absolutely massive, you know, million plus pages, you know, for the most part. And the thing that I've seen work, so over the last couple of years, the ones that I've been working with, we've invested, you know, obviously in technical SEO, but then also in, you know, kind of dedicated link building as well, especially on one of my clients. And we've seen great movement forward for, you know, specific head terms, right? And we're talking 300,000 plus searches a month, right? So if you can go from ranking number 8 or 9 like they were, and now they're sitting around number 4, you know, just from link building, that can be really massive for them. But I always like to caution people that don't stop there, right? Don't just keep, you know, slamming links to these, you know, specific landing pages, especially if it's not like, you know, this is a marketplace that I'm working with and the competitors are going up against are sites dedicated in this one vertical versus my client, they're across like 6 or 7 different verticals. So, you know, competing against these sites that have a partial match domain or even an exact match, like 5, you know, 5-letter.com domain, super, super tough. And so we're not going to win just by getting this one keyword ranking. Yeah. But so actually don't just think about how you build external links in. And as we've talked about, those external links absolutely matter. But then making sure that you're also auditing your site architecture and going for that longer tail play as well, right? And so using those the link equity that you're driving into these specific head term pages and figuring out how you take that down through the site and getting the whole long tail of, you know, not just widgets, but also getting blue widgets and red widgets and, you know, all those following terms that actually end up converting better. Those pages are going to be harder to build links to, but, you know, in quantity, right? Quantity and quality. But by being smart about your internal linking as well, and your internal site architecture, that's how you really win the game long term.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the internal links, right, on that domain.
100%.
The redirects, the red canonicals.
100%.
With a million.
And honestly, honestly, man, one of the biggest things that I've seen hurt these huge websites is I'm constantly coming across an internal link to a page that redirects, and it redirects to a page that then canonicals somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to pull apart, like, okay, you know, we have 3 redirect hops, you know, multiple redirect hops, and eliminating, you know, 2 of those and getting it down to just 1 direct redirect can often show big progress forward for these sites. But canonicals are the sleeping giant when it comes to saving link equity. So that's what I go in and I look at first when I come to one of these sites is looking at, okay, where are we chaining canonicals or doing redirects to a canonical? And that in and of itself, like you don't even have to build any new links off the start there, right?
Yeah.
You're just saving link equity and everything, you know, goes in the right direction.
Uh-huh. Quick question. I actually recently came up with the idea of calling everything outside of a URL of an article being off page, because what you're just talking about is the links inside one domain are basically off that page. And in other situations where we have an international brand that has 50 different domains, you know, in 50 different countries, they're basically interlinking them as well. And technically that is an external link, but, you know, from a logical standpoint, that is a link in their network that they control. And I would call this an internal link as well. So I kind of got confused with the wording of on-page and off-page, because suddenly off-page means, you know, within my same domain or within my network of domains. And also, of course, really external, you know, like really domains that I don't know about, that I don't own. Yeah,
totally. I like that. I like that, separating out the, like, you know, on page elements, the, you know, TF-IDF you were talking about, the, you know, the basic SEO of H1s, H2s, schema, you know, like the structured data. And, you know, people like to poo-poo that, but man, that stuff really works if you're, you know, have the right site and you haven't done any of that. But separating that from the, I think if we actually started talking about off-page in that more holistic way, like you're talking about, it would be better for the industry overall. I like that a lot, actually.
A quick question regarding the site audit that you mentioned with a million pages. When you look at that, you know, that's a lot of pages to crawl and even more links. If each of those million pages has 100 links, we're talking 100 million links.
Yeah.
How do you audit 100 million links on a domain like that? Do you have a solution, a product for that already that you're using?
There's a multitude of them that I use. I mean, the interesting thing is, you know, on sites that are that big, they, you know, that's not a million different templates, right? There's often like three or four different, you know, templates. So there's, you know, your homepage, your category pages, your subcategory pages, and your product pages is often what there is. And so it's pretty, if you can, you know, often I'll just jump in and use Screaming Frog to start off with, and looking at, you know, and auditing a section of the site, and then you can kind of extrapolate that out a lot further. So, you know, I recently started using Ahrefs, which I think is going to be really useful, as well. But, you know, I honestly haven't invested down in, you know, myself to get a membership to, you know, DeepCrawl or Botify or, you know, or something like that. But often, you know, just getting a crawl of a subset of the pages, if you can just crawl, you know, 100,000 of the pages that they have on the site, that's going to do a lot towards, you know, getting you the quick wins, you know, for you know, the next number of months that are going to show great progress.
Okay. And in regards to external links, do you also try to audit external redirects and external rel canonicals?
I do not, to be totally honest with you. That's not something that often is encompassed with the work that I'm doing. I've done it in the past, and, you know, reverse engineering a competitor's rankings. But yeah, I mean, like external rel canonicals, I honestly have never really, you know, taken a second look at that.
Yeah, the thing is, we didn't even have proper data for that. And so in the last year or so, we built something that could maybe answer some of these questions, you know, that arise when you actually, you know what's out there in regards to rel canonicals or redirects. And some of the insights, you know, these thoughts regarding off-page, looking at off-page in a more holistic way, come out of the development of this new, well, feature or product, whatever you may call it. It's actually, I would call it even a separate product to Link Research Tools, because it does so much more than, you know, just you know, what you know Link Research Tools for in regards to the link audits and the link building and the competitive research.
Totally. That's a tool that I've wanted for a long time, and that's great to know that you have it, because, you know, often there'll be competitors that I'm like, why are you ranking so well? And I wish that there was a good way to go back and look at, like, what domains have they bought and redirected in, and that sort of thing. It's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack is how it's been historically. So that's awesome to hear that you have that.
Well, it's in a beta phase with a couple, you know, large clients that have in the hundreds of millions of links, because this auditing hundreds of millions of links is another challenge, you know, where, you know, you have the problem. Of course, you can look at a sample of the data, but you cannot extrapolate from there, because you don't know which other hundreds or hundreds of thousands of domains are also linking to them. You cannot extrapolate the name of the domain, or, you know, basically you cannot extrapolate your disavow file from looking at a sample. And so for very large companies, for very large backlink profiles, this was something that we basically had to build to handle that kind of size. And yeah, if you want, I can give you a demo maybe, you know, after the recording here on the podcast and quickly show you around on that. And yeah, I'll gonna talk about that anyways more if we go more public. But your feedback would be, of course, appreciated on that.
Yeah, totally. That'd be awesome to take a look at.
Okay. All right. So we're 15 minutes into the podcast. Actually, I only planned 5 to 10 minutes. And well, I would say thank you very much, John, for this. I look forward to, you know, a follow-up on this, maybe with more learnings or with more insights at a later point of time with you. Would you like to come?
Absolutely. Would love to. And I got to get back over to Vienna, so maybe we can do it in person.
Oh, yeah. So sorry I missed you that day. Yeah. Totally. You should come. All right. Then thank you very much. My name is Christoph Kemper. We had the pleasure to talk to John Doherty, and I hear you very, very soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.